This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is developing a strategic plan to land the best properties in 2019. But before we get started, I just want to touch base with you guys, kind of give you a little update on what's happening in our world over here. First, I wanted to just say, I hope that you're enjoying the holiday season here. There's so many exciting things going on. I know there's lots of parties and relatives and family stuff and all kinds of neat things going on. So I'm trusting that everybody's having a great time, and I hope you can hold off on your real estate work just long enough to be able to spend some good quality time with those around you and those you love. And just I might add here too, hopefully slip in a little time to be able to do some planning too. I mean, after, you know, the dust settles a little bit. But anyway, just a couple of updates here. I think I mentioned we're doing some rehabs on our properties, trying to reposition the properties. I mentioned in Memphis how I'm looking at the assisted living so much as a special needs type of housing, where, let's say, people that can live independently, but they do require a house that's fully prepared for them. And so we're looking again at organizations in the Memphis area, trying to make those arrangements. We do have a number of alliances in Indianapolis with some of the special organizations, and it works out really well. So I'm hoping that the same thing will work out in Memphis. We're doing rehabs on properties, pretty much all of them except in Atlanta. We have a new property management firm coming on board in Indianapolis on the first of the year. So we're gearing up for I think it's going to be a good year for us in terms of how we're positioning and some of the things we're doing. Just to kind of give you a quick overview, we are preparing for rent increases on the first. There'll be individuals that will wait for their lease to expire, and then there'll be an increase. But empty units right now, we're actually looking at a 40% increase in our rent. These are newer rehabbed units that look very nice. We're also pricing our units a little bit differently. We had pretty much every unit the same price. Every studio would be this amount, every one bedroom this amount, but we're noticing some have better features, and we have like our corner features that have extra windows. We're running out at a higher rate. We have already rented out one of those at 40% increase over the regular asking rent. We're doing some of this repositioning. There is some gentrification going on in the area, and we want to be a part of that. Want to be able to do some things to try to upgrade the area and to make it a little bit more desirable. As I've shared in the past, we've had our challenges and still have them, as well. We're thinking, taking a more positive approach to making this place as nice as we can, almost like a diamond in the rough, so to speak, to help attract a good higher caliber tenant base. Also, in anticipation too, as rents go up here, we're thinking ahead that if the upcoming recession. We don't know when it'll hit, but if your rents are in a nice place, if you do have to reduce them, it hopefully won't make a big difference for you, because you'll have a pretty significant margin as you have increased the rents. So that's one of the things we're doing out there. We also are looking at some property. I'm hoping something will happen before the end of the year, but we're getting already pretty far into the end of the year. But we're looking at properties in Kentucky, Indiana, North Carolina, all possible projects. One of which there's an LOI on right now, and another we're in a sort of a negotiating stage. So we'll see what happens. We will let you guys know. Also, we are taking a little holiday break here at the Old Dogs REI Network, and we kind of do this every year. This is going to be real special. We're going to be featuring some of our most popular podcasts that you may not have heard, because some of them happened a while ago. So I'm just going to ask you to stay tuned. I think you'll be surprised. There's some great shows coming up. So just keep listening, and I think you're going to hear some neat stuff ahead. Today's topic is writing your 2018 strategic plan. Well, it's getting near the end of the year here, and I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you might have celebrated this season. I just hope you're looking forward to the new year here, and I want to wish you in advance a happy new year. We're going to talk about getting your strategic plan together. And as I put this together, I want you to keep in mind, I know there's only a couple more days left in the year, so I don't want you to get hung up on that. But I would love if you, those of you that are going to put together a strategic plan, that you would really take the time to at least get some of the components, get the notebooks, you know, start jotting some notes down and get as much as you can together so that you can start the new year right. Well, as you know, in our last Fun Fact Friday episode, we talked about looking back at the past year, documenting and recording everything you did relative to your real estate investing. Or if you're a newbie and you haven't really done a lot, all the education and preparation you did, as well as to examine your personal finances, is really important. You could even put down things like, I read these books, I attended these seminars, I joined this club or meetup, I had meetings with potential lawyers, partners, mentors, things like that. In this episode, I want to outline exactly what elements are needed for your strategic plan. In the time that we have here, we won't go into a lot of detail. If you really want to research it more, you could do an online search or even pick up some good books on putting together a strategic plan. But again, I don't want it to get really complicated. I think it needs to be simple. And the idea is to work backwards, you know, get your goals in mind and look at what's it going to take me to get to that point and really break it into little baby steps. But again, it's really important that you document everything. This is really the time you put the pedal to the metal, or where the rubber meets the road, whatever, you know, term you want to use here. We really want to try to make our goals happen. Now it's time to really look into the key elements of the plan. Don't get real hung up on it. You could have a tab in an area where you just have, you know, one paragraph, and let's say for your mission statement or for some of your goals or so forth. So that's okay. You know, some of the key elements, of course, are mission, vision statement, goals, strategy, timeline. And this is not to be confused with a business plan, so I just want to make that clear too. A business plan is much more formal, includes a lot more information, executive summary, company overview, business model, USP, your market analysis, specific business practices, and so forth. There's a lot of other things involved in a business plan. So let's do this. Make sure you've got one of those notebooks. This is what I use, the clear slide-in one, so you can put in there, you know, your 2018 strategic plan, buy some tabs. You can write on paper, you can type or print it out, whatever you want to do. It's just important that you get something down so you can revise it later. That's not a problem. It's a living document, and that's the idea. It's something you're really going to work, and you're going to take notes in, and you're going to update as time goes on. The main thing is to get it in writing. Okay, here are your key plan elements. Just to write your strategic plan, you know, clarify what you want. That's all this is a clarification of what you want and how you want to get there. There was an episode we had, episode 122. It says The Importance of Knowing Your Why is the name of that episode. That's a real good one to review because you got to know why you're doing this too before you even get started. And make sure your plan helps you get and stay focused, okay? And as I emphasize, create a simple plan. It could almost be a list of to-do lists, you know, just to get started. It doesn't have to be a doctoral thesis, as I mentioned last week. You know, outline those baby-sized steps. Look at how you put those together to achieve baby-sized steps and put them together so that they help you to achieve your overall goals and objectives. So let's look at some of the specific elements. The mission statement. When people ask you what you do, what do you tell them? I mean, this mission statement should clearly define your purpose and should include the benefits your business, your real estate investing efforts are going to provide. Do your research and come up with a solid mission statement. And this becomes your why, okay, in that road trip ahead. What is your business? What benefits do you provide? What is your purpose? So for example, you know, I want to achieve 1,000 units by 2020 so that I will be able to provide for my family and to be able to support my mission in Haiti. That's my mission statement. And then there's a vision statement, which is a little different. So this is where do you see yourself heading? And this is where you can dare to dream. You know, where do you see it in the long term? Develop a mental picture. 5 years from now, my company will be blank and blank, you know, for example. Next, goals. Where do you want to go? What do you want real estate to help you achieve? If your goal is to make $5,000 per month in passive income, write that down. If your goal is to flip 4 homes per month, write that down. These goals may change over time, affecting the rest of your plan, and that's okay. Make sure to put down both short and long-term goals. By setting smaller, more achievable goals, you'll give yourself something to always look forward to accomplishing. This will help you to stay motivated. Questions you might want to ask are, you know, what do you plan to achieve investing in real estate? Be specific with what you want to achieve. Don't just say, I want to have more money and more time. Get specific. And here's some goals, for example, to upgrade to a nicer home in the future, to have my dream vacation, pay for my kids' education, create $5,000 of steady cash flow for retirement. Okay, let's look at the strategy now. There are hundreds of ways to make money in real estate, and you don't need hundreds. You simply need to pick one strategy and become a master of it. This is where all these various areas of real estate we've featured on our show, from wholesaling, student rentals, multifamily, single-family buy and holds, rent-to-own or lease options, Airbnb or vacation rentals, fix and flip. There's a number of them, and you need to zero in and don't do like I did early on and have the shiny object syndrome where you're, you know, well, I'll do a little of this, a little of that. No, really master one first. And then later on, you can add things, but really master that one. Pick one focus and stay on it for at least a couple of years. The strategy or vehicle, if dependable, can carry you through to your destination, to your goals. If you're choosing to wholesale or flip houses to generate cash to save enough to purchase rental properties to eventually quit your job, write that down. If you're looking to build passive income from small multifamily properties for your retirement, write that down. Decide what you're going to do and stick to it at least 2 years. This is also what you need to do specifically to achieve your goals. Break it down into small pieces. It's best to start with a goal and work backwards. Also, you need a time frame. You know, when are you going to accomplish these things? Each little element. Again, you know, if I'm going to make 10 calls a day and or five calls a day, you know, all those things fit into this time frame. You know, what are you going to do on a daily basis, a weekly, a monthly? What's your time frame to achieve each goal? Be realistic, but don't be afraid to reach either. Do you want to retire in 10 years? Are you planning on quitting your job in the next 6 months? Document your timeline here. You can do this in accordance with your goals, as mentioned above. What are your timelines for each goal? This, again, will help you to prioritize your goals. The market. Define your market. What kind of property will you be looking for? Low-income, high-income, commercial areas? As a beginner, choose an area you feel most comfortable with. Most new investors should plan on investing within a short distance from your home, if you can do it. You know, where I am, it just wasn't feasible. So I had to go out of state. So, you know, doing this, this will help you to become an expert in your area. Whatever your market is, zero in on that and learn and know that market. What's the criteria for the market you're looking for? It'll also, you know, help you too as you start to zero in on the markets that you really want to focus, and maybe more than one market. If you're investing out of state, define, you know, what those target areas are. The next is investment criteria. Before you go out and start looking for deals, you need to define really clearly, you know, what your criteria is. You'll want to define your loan to value ratio, your cash flow requirements, maximum purchase amount, maximum rehab amount, time frame, cap rate, ROI, things like this. For example, I'm seeking value add multifamily properties, prefer off market, that are built after 1980, BC class, property in a B area with pitched roofs, individually metered, with value plays such as low rents, poor management, high vacancy, and a motivated, flexible seller. I'm targeting properties 100 to 400 units and less than $15 million purchase price, with a net cash flow of at least 100 per door. So, you know, having those defined, it will help you also in your analysis too. It'll help you to weed through the ones that don't fit your criteria. One of the most important lessons you can possibly learn is to stick to that criteria and walk away from a deal that does not meet your criteria. It's really easy to become emotionally attached to a deal, but by sticking to your criteria, you take the emotion out of the picture. Flexibility. If you are not finding enough deals to cherry pick from, you can change your market and or strategy. This part of your plan is one of the most important to fully understand and clearly define. Too many new investors get excited and buy the first deal that comes their way. By having clearly defined criteria, you'll be able to easily reject the 99% of properties that are not a good deal. Within this, there's a little marketing plan. And again, don't go too crazy with this, but it's how are you going to create a marketing system to, one, attract motivated sellers if that's what you want to do, to attract investors if necessary. How will you find the best deals that are listed? How will you use, will you use MLS? Will you go to other online services like LoopNet? Will you target brokers, agents, online searches, direct mail, you know, all those areas that go into marketing to find the properties that you want. And then there's financing deals. How do you plan on acquiring your deals? Are you using money from your savings or taking out of a line of equity of your on your home? Are you borrowing, using conventional hard money, private money, equity partners, seller financing, lease options, or some other creative methods? Finding the right financing is often a challenge in today's market, and private money can provide a tremendous solution. Learn to attract private money so you're always got a steady flow of finance when deals present themselves. What's important is that you know where your money's going to come from so you can move quickly on a deal. Find a mortgage broker, for example, and talk to that person and even apply for the loan so they have all the criteria, all of your financial information so that you know, hey, you know, I'm already pre-approved for this loan of that amount. Your teams is really clear here. Define your team and the systems that you and they will use to delegate and automate tasks. Who will be on your team? Who are your business partners? Who do you need to support you to find and make deals a reality? A broker, agent, lawyer, banker, inspectors, insurance brokers. Will you need an attorney, a CPA, etc.? You don't necessarily need to know who those people are yet. It's simply what roles you will need to fill on your team. Exit strategies and backup plans. Having multiple clearly defined exit strategies is one of the most important parts of your business plan, especially for new investors. How will you get money out of the properties? Possible strategies, holding till as long as you live so that you can pass that property on to your kids, or a value add rehab, sell or refi in 3 to 5 years with increased equity. How are you going to exit the deal? What are your backup plans? Do you flip, lease option, wholesale, bird dog, sell the note, sell the entity holding title, rent and hold, or some other techniques? What is the end game? This needs to be clearly defined here. And then financials, you know, you include a personal description of where your financials are today. What investment capital do you have? How do you plan to finance your investment property? And then, you know, there's some of the other things we talked about borrowing against your home or house hacking. You have a self-directed IRA, cash, sell stocks, get business partners, those types of things. And what do you bring to the table? Do you have any equity you can use? Are you starting with nothing? After purchase, will you have enough liquidity to cover expenses for 6 months? Should something go awry? Document your current situation and update it as often as it changes. As you move forward with your investments, it's always important to have your complete financials current and ready. And this is the area where you're going to put all your Excel spreadsheets and you're going to do your projections and a lot of other details about what you're going to be doing to achieve your goal. So in summary, don't worry if you don't understand every element at this point or know how you're going to accomplish everything in the plan. Remember, your strategic plan can and will change over time. And as you learn, you'll fill the plan out with more details. Start researching, collecting data. Buy your notebook and your whiteboard or whatever else you're going to use to start the process. Remember, successful real estate investors treat real estate investing like a business and create strategic plans. You can do this before year end. Don't delay. And if you don't, you do it in that first week of 2018. But the key point here, just do it. Well, that's it for today, old dog listeners. Remember, everything I talked about here can be accessed in our show notes. So if you want to look at this in detail, just go to our show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode on writing your 2018 strategic plan. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless, and may you have a happy new year.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.